Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Kristen says, this might be the greatest teacher prank ever.
Okay, so I was in some internet wormhole. I was watching reels, or I can't even remember. And this video popped up of a student pranking a teacher. But I didn't realize it was a prank.
Oh, is this the funny one where they put the marijuana in the brownies?
No.
That's a hilarious one.
So this teacher has a rule in his class that if your phone rings and disrupts the class, you have to answer the phone and put it on speaker and take the call during class.
I like that. I love it. It's dangerous, though.
It's kind of fun.
It is a good rule.
It was very dangerous. And one student took this to the next level. And so it's a video you got to watch, but the teacher's reaction, just know that as this phone call is going on, the teacher is holding a folder and puts it over his head in shame because he is mortified of the phone conversation that is going on.
Hello? Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'll call back later.
Can't hear.
I know. You could hear it on my phone, but you couldn't hear this. She's taking a phone call from her clinic letting her know her pregnancy test is positive.
Oh, God.
Oh, she mean girls'd it.
She's taking it, and so she's sitting there taking it, and she's, like, talking to them, and the teacher's just like, oh, my God, like, this is happening in real life. Like, she is outing the fact that she is pregnant in front of this entire class. She hangs up the phone, and the teacher's like, I am so sorry. That was so inappropriate. And she's like, yeah, I just got to let you know. April Fool's.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That's really
good.
Really
good. I hate that it didn't translate on air, though.
That's solid. That is a very solid prank.
Uh-huh. Well played.
All right, so Abby has the email here. She's starting to wonder, like, something doesn't sound right. Like, why would my husband hire our former nanny without even talking to me about it?
I am a 35-year-old woman trying to juggle a demanding job and family life. It's been a wild ride with lots of ups and downs. Lately, work has had me out of town more often, and my husband has been holding down the fort with our two kiddos. We've had our fair share of bumps in the road, but we've always made it through thanks to trust and open communication. But now, something's been bugging me. I came home recently and found out my husband had hired our former nanny, Sarah, without even talking to me about it. Sure, it's likely that he was just trying to make things easier for us, but I can't help but feel a bit weird about the whole situation. I've noticed some stuff that's been making me wonder if there's something more going on between them. Like, my husband's been acting all secretive with his phone, taking calls in another room, or putting it away super fast when I'm around. That's not like him at all, and it's got me thinking if he's got something to hide. Mm. On top of that, both he and Sarah have been acting kind of distant and weird around me. They're chatting it up a lot more with each other and just seem a little too close and familiar with each other, if you know what I mean. It might be nothing, but I can't shake this feeling that something's off. I don't want my worries to cause problems between me and my husband, but I can't just ignore what's going on. I want to give my husband and Sarah the benefit of the doubt, but there's this nagging feeling in my gut that just won't go away. So I'd like your help. Sarah's birthday is next week, and I'm curious if he was offered free flowers, if he would choose to send them to her, and I'm even more curious about what he may write on the message that is sent with them. Hopefully, it'll be nothing, and I can put this out of my head and move on.
Okay, yeah, there is definitely something wrong here. Because if you're hiring a nanny, you don't do that without discussing it with your significant other. You don't not run that suggestion by the person that is going to be watching your child. Definitely something up here.
And this man is a unicorn if he was so worried about her emotional and mental load that he wanted to take care of this nanny situation by himself. I have yet to meet a man who has done something like that. Not to say they don't exist, but they would be a unicorn.
Even if he was, you still would get final approval.
Of course.
From your wife.
Because it's not his kid. It's not your kid. It's y'all's kid.
You might sift through applications.
Yes.
And then edit it down to the best two and then present your wife with it to take that mental load off of her. But to go ahead and make the decision and hire the nanny without any input from your wife, the mother of your child?
But
no.
He probably thought he had an out because it was a former nanny and they had hired her before. So his wife had given the approval before. Therefore, she wouldn't be concerned that I hired her again.
That sounds so foolish to me if that man is fooling around and think that he's going to bring this nanny in without asking her and not get caught and just think everything is going to go really smooth. That's insane.
That's like hiding out in the open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, maybe he is a unicorn. Maybe he's a great dad and a great husband, hired this nanny who's already been vetted, knew his wife was busy with work, and they're being secretive because they're planning something for you, which is why they're being all cagey and weird about it.
Yeah, maybe you don't believe the words that just came out of your mouth.
I'm going to stick up for men. They do not do shady stuff all the time. They make good moves, though I think this is going to fail because if he is a good guy like this and genuinely hired the nanny to like help out, of course he's going to send her flowers for her birthday because that's a nice person thing to do.
But the card will say everything. Mm-hmm. If he sends flowers, that's fine. As long as he signs it from him and her, not just from him.
Abby.
But it's a former nanny. There's a detail missing here. Why? Right. Was she fired?
Yeah.
Did she quit? Is Sarah a hot little thing?
That's fair.
We need details.
Hot little thing.
We'll get them tomorrow.
The Burt Show.